I'm Poppy.
Hi, Poppy.
Have we met before?
No.
Oh, well, I'm happy. I'm a happy person, and I like to make other people happy. So tell me about the happy things that have happened to you.
Well, I had a nice Christmas there with two young sons, and it was one of whom was their first real Christmas. Because last Christmas we were away, and so it was an enjoyable Christmas, seeing his enjoyment, at, well, largely at material gain of presents, but it was great.
That sounds lovely. I just love children with Christmas. Mm. So tell me all about them.
It was nice and magical. The Niall opening his presents, and we'd sort of got him some presents. We had him all worked up about Santa, and we had him some presents. We'd left some at the end of his bed, and most of them downstairs. And he woke up very excited, and there were no presents, and he was quite distressed because he woke up too early. And then he woke up a little bit later, and he missed the presents that we'd left at the end of his bed. And we found him on the stairs pondering life. And so then we had to take him back and show him his presence, and it was nice in a way that had happened, because we were there whenever he was, to see the full magical realization that there were presents. He'd just walked past them. So
what was his favourite present?
His favourite present was probably a Play-Doh set. With he seems to like that best of all. So yeah, he sits at a table. We got him a table as well, so he sits at that and he makes his things from Play-Doh, and he keeps relaxed and content, which is nice for us.
Did he throw it all over the place?
There's a lot of it goes in the floor. There's a lot of it goes all over the place. Yes.
I wish grown-ups could use Play-Doh.
Yes. Well, some do. Some are forced to. It does happen. More often than not, there are grown-ups in our house assisting with Play-Doh, shall we say, rather than using. But.
And have you plans for happy holidays?
Not yet, no. Well, my wife always has plans for holidays. She's from Peru, so she always has some plans for return somewhere in the future. So, but well, there's no settled date, or there's no time for that. But
that sounds exciting.
Yes, it can be traumatic as well. Yes, exciting. But with two, last time we went, we only had one child. We'll have two this time. So it's going to be, the journey there is more difficult than actually being there. The journey there and back is the traumatic side of things.
Don't worry about the trauma. The trauma will vanish in your mind. It'll be the happy bits that stay.
Certainly, it's much better, much more worthwhile. It's worthwhile putting up with the downsides. To the benefits are quite magical.
Will you take the children up into the mountains?
Probably not. It depends. No, my wife's from the coast, so we tend to stay at the coast. But it depends. Sometimes people come with us, or avail of the opportunity, and then we have to go and be tour guides. But I'd like to. You know, I'd like to explore a wee bit more than. And get away, but it's also nice to stay on the coast and relax.
What's the most magical place you'll take the children?
It depends where we go. It depends where we go.
Can you refresh the screen?
It depends where we go. If we go to, if we stay on the coast, there are magical places all over Peru. It's the place is littered with ruins and sort of wonderful ancient history from before the Inca times. But if you go into the mountains, then it's almost all the magical stuff is Inca stuff. So there's lots of magical stuff. Last time we were there, Niall's magical stuff was pigs. There were pigs nearby, so that was his. And he just loved running around and being free in dirt, getting dirty. But that was, so there's lots. Shall we try Prudence?